music coming your way on this Tuesday morning, April 25th, 1972, an important day in the Motor City. It's 7:54 now, and this is Jim Cutler reminding you that free rubella vaccine is now available. The United Foundation urges you to call 872-7134 for information about free rubella vaccine. 100 FM weather, sunny and cool today, a high of 55. Fair and cold with frost in the suburbs tonight. Expect a low around 34. Then sunny and warmer for tomorrow with a high near 60. Currently it's 34 degrees in the Motor City. And this is Jim Cutler saying goodbye for WKNR-FM, Stereo Island, with music next. From Kenny Rogers and the First Edition.
Young and soft and kind.
This is WKNR and WKNR-FM now signing off the air. This is WNIC and WNIC-FM now signing on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the birth of a sound. The sound of a radio station tailored for Detroit by Detroiters. Each radio station communicates with its audience through its programming. For WNIC, it's music, news, community involvement, and commercials clustered inoffensively. The music.
National Price Commission Director Donald Rumsfeld had some words of warning for the automakers today when he spoke to the Detroit Economic Club.
Detroit's manufacturers should not expect approval of large price increases. I would be surprised if substantial price increases could be justified under the Price Commission's rules.
Price Commission Director Rumsfeld did not identify what he called large price increases. Ford Motor Company announced today that future plant expansions will mean about 3,800 new workers will be taken on within the next year. The Supreme Court says anti-pollution suits brought by 18 states against the automakers would best be decided in the lower courts. And the UAW has endorsed quality education by whatever means necessary, including busing. The Apollo 16 astronauts jettisoned their lunar lander, will send it crashing to the surface of the moon this evening. They're bringing back a treasure trove of rock samples.
The lunar booty represents perhaps the oldest and most significant samples yet gathered from the lunar surface. Locked inside some of the rocks may be the secret of how the moon was born.
That space agency spokesman says the command ship leaves lunar orbit tonight with splashdown in the Pacific set for Thursday afternoon.
Community involvement.
This is Pat McElroy from Dearborn Recreation inviting you to join us for the 1972 Miss Dearborn pageant. April 29, 8 p.m., Fortson High Auditorium. We'll be featuring Pam Eldred, Miss America of 1970 as pageant MC and entertainer.
This is Mickey Miners from the Detroit Youth Theater. Tickets for both the 11 o'clock and the 2 o'clock performance are now on sale at the Institute Ticket Office or all JL Hudson Ticket Centers. For further information, call 832-2730.
But these parts alone do not represent the end product. We will also tell you about Detroit. Things you know, things you don't know. Things you might have forgotten. It is only proper and fitting that the Motor City should hold the distinction of being the hometown of the world's worst driver. Of the 97 major driving offenses tabulated during her years behind the wheel, the 96th must rank as the most embarrassing. On that occasion, Our Lady backed up and rammed a police car. Her name is being withheld out of common courtesy. Detroit, a city of character and smashing music, from WNIC. One night after the farm chores were done, the hero of this tale walked 2 miles to his boyfriend's house. He wanted to go fishing. So he and his pal walked another 2 miles to their favorite spot on the Rouge River in Dearborn. They fished for 3 hours and caught but one small bullhead. He said that wasn't enough return for all the time and labor he put in. And Henry Ford never went fishing again. Detroit, geared for production, and a galaxy of music from WNIC. The Detroit metropolitan area is nice. Nice people, too. A burgeoning metropolis fused together by 107 miles of concrete roadways, like bands of steel meshing the many communities that comprise Detroit, the birthplace of the great Midwest. WNIC AM and WNIC FM. These are your radio stations, 24 hours a day, spreading their wings of sound melodically, memorably, with a tempo and rhythm that is nice. Nice. In the air, everywhere, over the great inland waterway of the Americas. This is our declaration of communication.